boxing, my first love. Ever since childhood, I've been in love with the sport of boxing. I never forgot the fighting techniques the older guys taught me while I was growing up in the Fifth Ward. There weren't any gyms in my neighborhood, so slap boxing with the neighborhood guys was the next best thing. At the time, it felt like play until I came to need those skills in the real world. Then I realized it had been a blessing. But more than anything, it was interacting with men. If time is the first thing you're robbed of in the hood, then quality time with adults is second. The first priority of empowerment, people, is survival, and everything else falls in line after that. As a child, having a chance to learn from the older guys and interact with them through boxing made me feel important and acknowledged. Once I became a successful adult, that acknowledgement was what I wanted to give back to the youth of the Fifth Ward. I had become a millionaire, brought my family out of poverty, and built Rap-A-Lot into a thriving record label which was changing the way people thought about the South. I wanted to do more. I always remembered that night when I was 9 years old and my Aunt Teddy called me a peculiar child, chosen by God. It was late one night, shortly after 4 a.m., when I shot straight up in my bed. God had placed an idea on my heart to build a boxing gym in the Fifth Ward. It would be a place where any child could come and learn to box and get some physical activity, but most importantly, where they would feel acknowledged. I found some land on Jensen Drive that was up for sale, and we broke ground. For the most part, the city supported me, but I did encounter some pushback. After cutting through a lot of red tape, we got the building up. The Prince Complex opened its doors in the Fifth Ward, less than 2 miles from where I used to slap box on the corner. But I knew this was just the beginning. The more time I spent in the boxing gym, the more my love for the sport came back to me. Boxing was always my first love. Music just got in the way. Finally, I decided to pursue it. Now, don't get me wrong. I wasn't under any delusion that I could become a professional fighter, but I knew enough about the sport and the business to become a successful boxing manager. So I asked God to send me a champion fighter. At the time, Mike Tyson was the biggest fighter and undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. At 20 years old, he became the youngest fighter to win the WBC, the WBA, and IBF heavyweight titles.